Hello, everyone. My name is James Ross Kiefer, and welcome back to the Carolinian Podcast. Today, we'll be doing a recap of the elections on Tuesday. We'll be doing a special episode of Draining the Swamp. We'll be talking about UNCG basketball, comic book movies, and comic books. And we'll also be talking about mumble rap. Let's get to it. So I'm here with Chris Funches from the news section.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Chris, we had elections here on Tuesday. What are some of the results of that? Some change, some more of the same? What are we looking at?
Yes, so we had an awesome off-year election all across the country, but it was mainly dominated by municipal elections. And so here in Greensboro, we had Mayor Nancy Vaughn reelected to a third term. This will be her last term, but it's also interesting because it will be a four-year term rather than the two-year term she was elected to in 2013-2015. This is due to a change in the state legislature. Mayor Vaughn won her final term, which will run until the year 2021, with a vote share of 67%. That comes out to about 19,885 votes. Now, her challenger had a very strong showing, and I think it's important to keep an eye out for her. Mrs. Diane Moffitt, a pastor from High Point, had a strong showing with about 32% of the vote. That comes out to about 9,417 votes. I definitely think we'll see her more in Greensboro politics.
I know that members of city council were also up for re-election. What happened there?
So for our at-large representatives, we had a field of six, and we will have two returning faces. Councilwomen Yvonne Johnson and Mary Kay Abiswader are our top two vote winners, respectively. We also have a newcomer, Ms. Michelle Kennedy, who beat out incumbent Mike Barber by only 99 votes. Very, very tight race in the at-large district. So districts 1 through 4, the incumbent won by pretty wide margins, about 67% on the low end to 85% on the high end. District 1, Sharon Hightower. District 2, Goldie Wells. District 3, Justin Outling. And District 4, Nancy Hoffman. All cruised to victory. Now, we did have an upset in District 5. Mrs. Tammy Thurm beat incumbent Tony Wilkins in District 5 by a 10-point margin, roughly 55% to 45%.
So what about voter turnout overall?
According to the News and Record, it's better than most years. So for the Greensboro races, about 13.5% of eligible voters showed up to vote. That's up from 11.33% in the 2015 municipal elections. Across all Guilford County elections, places like Greensboro, but also High Point, Jamestown, Whitsett, the voter turnout was 14.77%.
Okay. So we know that Greensboro wasn't the only place having an election on Tuesday. I believe Virginia and New Jersey also had elections on Tuesday. So what are some of the results from, especially in Virginia? I know that was a hot button issue.
So with Virginia and New Jersey, we definitely saw a very strong win for the Democrats. I think New Jersey didn't surprise many people. Very, very strong Democratic state. Their state legislature has been Democrat controlled forever. And their current Republican governor is more of an exception than the rule. And so I think the Democratic victory there is about what we'd expect. Virginia, I think, is a mixed bag. When it comes to the top of the ticket, with Governor Ralph Northam as well as Lieutenant Governor winning on the Democratic ticket, I'm not too surprised. I think Virginia is rapidly becoming a Democratic-leaning state. Hillary Clinton beat Trump there by 5 points. Northam beat his counterpart Ed Gillespie by about 7. Now, the interesting thing with Virginia is just how well the Democrats did in the House of Delegates. So the House of Delegates has had a Republican control since the year 2000. And that grants the Republicans a lot of power in Virginia in the ways that they can draw congressional districts, as well as just the overall legislation that gets passed through it. Now, we saw at least 15 districts that the Democrats were able to flip. As of right now, we know the Democrats won 49 seats and the Republicans won 47, with 4 seats are still being contested. So out of 100 seats, the Democrats are doing quite well, and it'd be very interesting to see what they're able to do with that power.
So this is the first major win for Democrats in a while. Obviously, their defeat in the 2016 election still is ringing in the ears of a lot of people, and that was a year ago. So how significant is this?
Yeah, and I wouldn't even stop at the 2016 election. Over the summer, we had a slew of special elections. For example, Tom Price's district in Georgia, Mick Mulvaney's district in South Carolina, Ryan Zinke's district in Montana, that the Democrats all lost. And so this is definitely a big night for them, just from morale. Do I think that this is a step in the right direction for the Democrats? Yes. I'm not sure that this is evidence that they're going to take back the House in 2018. I'd like to see more enthusiasm from the voters, as well as kind of the emergence of a party leader in a shared ideology that the party can get behind. I think that's the biggest thing that the Democrats are missing, as well as just the DNC's funding apparatus, which has been quite anemic for the past year.
Chris, thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.